This FabFM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank. The better big bank.
Now, the Clingers always got something going on, and next week, well, they have their production of Nonsense, as it's called, and I have most of the cast, actually. We have Andrea Cameron. Say hello. Give us a shout.
Hello!
See, that we're in character already, aren't we? I can tell. We have got Angela, who's been to the studios. We can't get rid of her, to be honest, just quietly. But you have been here before. Good to have you here.
Good afternoon.
Very good. We've got Jen. Give us a little
Sister
bit of...
Sister Leo,
that's good, well done. And we've got Narelle.
Sister Robert Ann, saying g'day to everybody out there in radio land. Hey, how you doing?
Robert, that's enough of that.
Sorry, Rev.
I love it already, you know. This is obviously... Let's start with you, Angela, because I feel safe with you. just to start
Don't
with.
Be fooled.
This obviously you're going to have a lot of fun with this, and as I understand it, having done about my 3 seconds worth of research this morning, as this has been something that's come out of greetings cards from years ago, and then was a production in the 80s. This is the history of this particular
is
performance.
That right?
That's right. Yeah, it was greetings cards, and
who knew?
And this guy called Dan Goggin, I presume that's how it's pronounced, he made it a book and a musical, and it was a cabaret show and a full-length musical, ran for over 3,600 performances in the States.
Yeah, it's very, very famous and quite aged.
And it's coming to the Douglas Shire. So is this performance based on what I've just been talking about, or is this a new adaptation that you guys have put together for the Clink?
No, it's based on the original, but we just... tweaked a few things to bring it more current.
Okay, well, that's good. We like that. Now, it's about nuns, basically. So as I understand the plot, a nun ended up accidentally killing a few people. Is that
Gary? Actually, it's a fundraiser, so we need people to bring their cash. So we'll be raising money.
All right.
Yeah, we had a little.
We had a small accident back in the convent.
It's huge. Oh,
okay, so I'm getting the picture now. So a little bit of an accident. I don't want to give too much away, but obviously there's a bit of a plot to this that is of concern. So how
That's
does it...
Right.
Give us a little bit of a feel for how it all rolls
That's
out.
That's right, Gary. So we've had a small, tiny little problem back
huge.
At the convent.
Huge.
And, yes, we have to... run this fundraiser so we can raise some money because we're in a little bit of trouble. So we do need everyone in the Douglas Shire to come out to our little fundraiser and help us raise some money.
I'm not sure if I'm any clearer already, but yes, carry on.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Trust me, everybody will have a great laugh. They'll love the show. There's singing, there's dancing. People will be totally entertained. Trust me on this one.
So let's go through some of these characters. Angela, you are Sister Mary Hubert.
That's correct. I train all the novices and do it on my own.
Is that right? Now, yes. That's a novelty. Now, Narelle. Narelle, you are
Sister Robert Ann, actually, Gary.
Oh, sorry, yes, yeah. We're in character. Yes, Sister Robert Ann, yes. Now, so tell us a little bit about your character. What do you get up to?
Oh, she's from Canarsie. Do you know where that is?
No idea.
It's a little place in Brooklyn.
Is that right?
Yeah, back home. So it's not far from where the Sisters of Hoboken currently reside. It's a great little town. And we just have a lot of fun together. We band together. We look after each other. We do a little bit of dancing, a little bit of tap dancing, a little bit of singing. But what we need the community's help just on this occasion. So we're asking you to come out and have a good laugh and have a good time with us while we put on the show. And yeah, just help us get over this little problem that
the Rev has...
So, Gary, I had tryouts a couple of weeks ago, and I've picked the sisters who I felt were the very best of what we have left, and I think everybody will be very impressed with their little numbers that they're going to do on the night.
Again, I'm still very confused, but that's how I like it. I think this is the whole point, isn't it? You're causing this confusion. People have got to come and check it out. I'm liking it already. Now, who else have we got here? Because I daren't say any real names. We've got Sister Mary Leo.
Yes,
tell us more.
Been me.
Okay, Cam, yes. You're a little bit quiet there in the background.
I'm
move
a
forward.
Bit
that's
quieter.
It. You're,
She's you, the are best the, novice
I'm,
ever.
I'm, are you the shy one?
I'm the novice in the group, so you know I'm under Sister Hubert's care. But yeah, I'm the new one.
Okay, so a little bit shy, we understand that.
Yeah.
That's fair enough. That's why you've, you know, positioned yourself at the back quietly. Yeah, you're learning the ropes.
She knows her place. Don't you worry about that.
Yes.
And we've got the mother. Now, this was a bit of a last minute thing. We didn't know we had the Mother Superior officially coming in, but we have, so we feel very privileged.
Yeah, she's very important. Yes, so Sister Hubert here, she is my number two, and she always has to stay on my right. Isn't that right, Hubert?
Yes, yes, yes.
So what we've discovered, this is obviously a lot of fun. There's a bit of singing, there's a bit of dancing, and other than
I believe
that,
there's 13 dance routines, not that I've counted, but I believe there is.
There's
13.
A few, yeah.
Yes.
But still, none the wiser as to what's happening. But what I do know is it's starting next Thursday. That'd be correct, wouldn't
That's
it?
Correct.
Next Thursday.
Opening which night.
So is that out of interest for you guys? I mean, is that the big nervy one for you guys? Is that once you get that one out the way, you're a lot happier, or does it make no difference? Well, how do you feel? Come on, be honest
Generally,
with me.
Yeah, I think it's always nerve-wracking when you're getting up there on the stage and you're worried about remembering your lines or, you know, throwing a song and those sorts of things, singing the right note. And then once you kind of get through it, but the good thing is the sisters here have got a great, great amount of camaraderie. So we're here to support each other as much as we can.
All right, Robert Ann, that's enough.
Sorry.
Okay, so Gary, you need to know also that we did this little fundraiser last year and it was such a great success that that's why we're actually putting on this little show again.
Okay, well, I missed that one not being here, but I'm definitely coming along to this one.
I'm very happy to hear that the Clink Theatre now has air conditioning because it gets very hot under the habit.
Okay, so it starts next Thursday, first performance 7:30. There is a performance every evening, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 7:30, but also the 2 p.m. Sunday afternoon edition too.
Yes, for the people that like to go to bed early, we have a matinee on Sunday.
Okie doke. And as usual, tickets available online, clinktheatre.com.au. That sounds about right, doesn't it?
That's correct.
Can you give us any sort of hint as to, you know, how it pans out? Because I'm still confused.
Well, Gary, that really would be giving it away. So I do think that you're going to have to come and see the show. All of our sisters are just fabulous singers and dancers. Mm-hmm. And we're going to raise a lot of money with the community's help so that we can bury a few people.
Okie doke. Well, one thing I'm getting a little scared now. One thing you have clarified for me is, because I didn't know, was it girls? Is it the ladies? Was it women? You know, because I have been told, but it's sisters.
Sisters.
So that's good. I'll make a note.
And I'm the Reverend Mother, Sister Mary Regina. That's who.
Or sometimes Regina.
Is that right?
That's enough, Hubert.
Hey, thank you very much, sisters. I cannot wait. Let's just remind people again. This is at the Clink. It's called Nonsense. It starts next Thursday. It runs through till Sunday. Evening performance is 7:30. There is the Sunday afternoon performance at 2. I think people need to get their tickets, don't you think?
And they also need to bring their wallets. Because
True.
It is a fundraiser.
It is a fundraiser. Okay. Dare I ask, you may have already hinted on it, but dare I ask, you know, where it's going, the funds that are being raised?
A good cause, trust me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
No doubt later to be revealed.
Oh, come to the show and we'll let you know all about it. You won't regret it, trust me.
I look forward to it because I will definitely be at this one.
And we're nuns, we don't lie.
Yeah.
Well, naturally, I can see that. Thank you very much for coming in. We cannot wait for this. I think this is going to be a real fun one, obviously, and we look forward to it. And as they say, break a leg next week.
All right, that's enough. Thank you very much, Gary.
That's quite... Hey, that is the most unique interview I've done for a long time, but I love it indeed. Clink Theatre, of course, clinktheatre.com.au is the place to go for your tickets, and it starts next Thursday, runs through to Sunday. Don't forget that afternoon edition on Sunday too. Bizarre stuff it is indeed, but that's how we love it here at Fab.